USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A call between President Biden and Ukrainian President Zelensky on Thursday did not go well, a senior Ukrainian official told CNN. Amid disagreements over the risk levels of a Russian attack, a Ukrainian soldier was speaking with NBC News via a translator.
We're in good spirits, and we have no problems.
The White House, however, disputed the official's account, warning that anonymous sources were leaking falsehoods. They did state that Biden warned Zelensky an imminent invasion is a distinct possibility. An Android phone fleeceware campaign has been discovered that began nearly 2 years ago, involving Google Play Store apps that were downloaded at least 105 million times. Being called Dark Herring, the app sent worldwide users to deceptive web pages that signed the users up for reoccurring charges that averaged $15 per month. Thanks for listening in a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Go, oh, oh, O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A suspect that shot 3 Houston, Texas police officers Thursday has been apprehended.
The suspect, who shot and wounded 3 Houston police officers after they responded to a domestic disturbance, has finally turned himself in after being barricaded in a home. Police Chief Troy Finner.
The suspect at 7:45 surrendered, walked out of the house with his hands up. He had an apparent gunshot wound to the neck. He's been transported to the hospital.
All 3 officers are now in stable condition. Mayor Sylvester Turner said the shooting highlights the dangers that law enforcement face every day. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Kyle Rittenhouse is going back to court. A Wisconsin judge will hear arguments Friday on whether prosecutors should return the rifle he used in self-defense during the Kenosha riots of 2020. A jury last year acquitted him of multiple charges, including homicide. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Justice Stephen Breyer announces his retirement this summer from the Supreme Court of the United States.
And I thought about what I might say to you, and I'd like to say something I enjoy is talking to high school students, grammar school students, college students, even law school students. And they'll come around and ask me, what is it you find particularly meaningful about your job? What sort of gives you a thrill? And that's not such a tough question for me to answer. It's the same thing. Day one, almost, up to day, I don't know how many. But what I say to them is, look, I sit there on the bench, and after we hear lots of cases, and after a while, the impression, it takes a while, I have to admit, but the impression you get is, you know, as you well know, this is a complicated country. There are more than 330 million people, and my mother used to say it's every race, it's every religion, and she would emphasize this, and it's every point of view possible. And it's a kind of miracle. When you sit there and see all those people in front of you, people that are so different in what they think, and yet they've decided to help solve their major differences under law.
4 NFL teams remain in the Super Bowl hunt. The 2 games will be played on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.